It's a rest day for the tournament. We're with the GB assistant coaches Simon Leach and Jamie Elsom. As we sit, obviously a disappointing 2 days, but there are positives to take from the game, would you say, Jamie?
Yeah, definitely. I think offensively, you know, we've still scored plenty of goals over 2 games, and you know, we've looked like we could score goals all the time, and you know, we've certainly talked about that in the room. I think when you go into games and you're not creating offence as a team, that's a concern. And you know, we are creating offence. We showed that. You know, even going down the stretch last night when we were, you know, a couple of goals behind with a few minutes to go, we looked like getting it back. Actually, you know, even until the last 20 seconds, we create a chance there. So there's still plenty of positives. You know, we've got depth on the team and we've been rolling through all the guys and we're creating chances. But there's obviously, you know, some areas that we really have to work on before tomorrow night.
And after the two games, obviously Simon, they were both tough losses to take because you were up in the games in both games. So how was the dressing room after the games?
Yeah, the lads are down, definitely down. And I think one of the things that we've probably not done as well as we probably could do is when we have got our noses in front and gained a bit of momentum, we haven't been able to kind of kick on and maybe get an extra goal or two to give ourselves a little bit of a cushion. We've kind of switched off and let teams come back into the game. And you know, if we're scoring 4 or 5 goals a game, we should be winning the game, but we've conceded 6 in both games, so we're giving ourselves, you know, quite a mountain to climb, and we're making life a little bit difficult. But on the you know, there is positives there. We are able to, you know, score goals, but you know, we kind of left it late last night to try and pull the game back. It was, you know, we put a lot of pressure on them later on in the game, but maybe we need to take that intensity earlier on in the game and be a bit more direct, and maybe them results, the two games could have been different. But you know, we have to take the positives out and really work on the stuff that we aren't doing so well, and focus solely on just the next game. But you know, we can't think about anything else other than we need a positive result, one for the guys' confidence, and we've got another 2 games after that to try and build a little bit of momentum. But it's tough on the guys. It's tough to take that we're in our home country and we failed to win a game yet. But you know, it's time that these are the times when everyone needs to pull together and stick together and believe in each other. And I think a win will do that tomorrow night.
And in terms of your role as a coaching team, based on what's happened, is it as much a kind of building confidence on working on the mental side rather than the technical? Because obviously, yeah, you said that the ice, I mean, is working to some,
yeah,
degree.
Yeah, so you know, these are young lads as well, and you know, the confidence in any sport is massive, and it's our job to make sure that the boys, you know, they've got to understand, you know, the responsibility, you know, in games, and we have to put things right that have gone wrong. But on the other side, the mental side of things, it's our job as staff to make sure that we do try and keep things positive. We do want the boys to keep believing in themselves and not to be too hard on themselves, because there's a lot of things we're doing right. There is some things we aren't doing so well at the moment, but we must focus on keeping their focus of positivity and make sure that they're ready to play and get a positive result tomorrow night.
And in terms of kind of switching off, today's the rest day, you do have a training session later on, but something a bit different. You've got to learn to play with some local kids, kind of helping don't like using the L word, but the legacy of the tournament here in Dumfries to kind of build on that. So it's good for the guys to kind of switch off in one respect and do something else for a change.
Yeah, definitely. We spoke about it last night. You know, we're about to go on the ice here in a minute. You know, it's you know, it was obviously, everybody was disappointed last night, so I think it's nice to kind of switch our minds off a little bit from it for a few hours here and get everybody on the ice and have some fun. You know, Martin made a good point last night. You know, it's maybe refreshing the guys' memory of what it's like to be a little bit younger and have that first experience of hockey. And I think actually the guys are pretty excited and looking forward to getting in and doing something different. So I think it'll be good for him. We can switch off from it for a few hours and you know, before we have to regroup tonight and start talking about tomorrow.
And then looking ahead to Romania, we don't need to use the phrase a must win, but as Simon has alluded to get the wheels in motion again, a big win.
Yeah, definitely. You know, every game's a big game when you come to World Championship, and you know, tomorrow's no different. It was a game, whatever results we would have had so far, you know, we'd be preparing the same for. But we've got to address some situations, and I think everyone's aware of that. And we had a quick meeting last night, and again, I think tonight, then, you know, we'll get back and start looking at the game from the game disc from last night. You know, we just need to start drilling into some detail about where we're making a few mistakes that are costing us, and you know, address that. And I think the guys appreciate that. You know, there are some areas that we really do have to be better in if we're going to win games, and you know, we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
And in terms of your own experience working with the national team on home ice, how's it been for you?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's without being too cheesy, you know, it is a massive honour. It's a massive privilege to be involved in the programme. You know, and as Simon's already said, you know, it's disappointing that we're the home nation, and I guess we come here with higher expectations and higher support levels, and you know, we feel like we failed to achieve that first win yet. So I think tomorrow night, it's, you know, everyone's going to be set to get that done. But yeah, no, it's massive working within the programme. You know, working with Simon, with Martin, who I've worked a little bit with before. You know, it's great working along some guys and seeing different perspectives and how they work with guys and how they approach the game. So yeah, I think it's a learning curve for everybody all the time.
And the three of us on the bench, obviously, he's all kind of see who shouts the loudest.
Well, to be fair, I think I must be the quietest one. It's not, you know, we've all got roles on the bench, and you know, I kind of look after the back end. James looks after the front, and Martin looks after everything. Yeah, so again, it's you know, it is a learning. Not a learning curve for us three, if you like, but you know, we've all got experience that we've tried to bring into the equation, and you know, I think we've got the belief in the ability of the players, the ability of the staff. It hasn't happened for the first two games, and we know that if we can pull together and, you know, trust each other and go out there tomorrow night and give everything they've got, one win can, you know, can be, it's huge for the guys' confidence and for the whole program, and you know, that could be the kickstart of the tournament for it.
Excellent. Well, appreciate your time. We'll let you get away to your learn to play, Jamie and Simon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Fantastic.